Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for June 2006. News reports from Washington, D.C. over the past couple of years have identified a growing threat, a profound challenge to our government's political fundamentals. The threat comes not from strange and distant lands, or from tumultuous peoples who wish us harm, but from an unlikely quarter, squirrels. Gray squirrels, it seems, fairly overrun the grounds of the executive mansion. They gnaw trees, devour tulip bulbs, and generally mess up the environs of the White House, our preeminent national edifice. What to do? Recent presidents have varied in their modes of squirrel control. Some have live-trapped squirrels and shown them out of town. Some have worked the supply side, handing out peanuts in hopes the squirrels would feed up and leave the landscaping alone. Most recently, dog-owning presidents have encouraged their pets to chase the squirrels away. Nothing works. The squirrels thrive. They thrive on inconsistency. Here is the crux of the present affront to presidential power. The White House squirrels pose a critique of democratic government. It's changeable. It has difficulty projecting policy steadily into the future. King Louis XIV didn't have that problem, but we do. Meantime, the squirrels dig and the tulips weep.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.